Blog Talk Radio.
Right. The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Friday's edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We're very happy to have you with us. Blog talkers, welcome. Glad to have you. If you're new, no worries. You're only, you know, a newbie with us once, and after that, you're just part of the family, I guess. So please don't hesitate to get on the list. We're already kind of getting along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, I want to say hi to our Facebookers.
Facebookers.
Those of you who are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page are able to watch us as we are streaming live. Ooh. Yeah, we are. So that way you could see us in action if you'd like. But of course, we understand if you're driving or you're working, yeah, best you don't try to, you know, take your eyes off what you're doing. So glad to be with all of you. Boy, has this seemed like a long week. I don't know what you think, but it has taken forever to get through these 5 days. And could be because my house is all torn up, getting refurbished and decluttered, or as my sister always called it, decrapping my house. So anyway, yes, I'm very happy to be here with all of you. Now, as a reminder, I'm using ordinary playing cards for these readings. So bear in mind, it is not tarot, not oracle, and not, I just kind of fell off my stride here.
And they're playing cards. They're not any other kind of playing on the card.
Or any other method that's out there.
They're not like pornographic cards or nothing like that.
I'm also using a full 24-card layout for each of your calls so that I get a chance to, you know, kind of see the whole enchilada here as far as your life goes. What the landscape is like. What is impacting your life? That sort of thing. And also, it enables you to ask 1 to 2 questions. Now, if we were in a private session, you would be able to ask as many questions as you'd like. But we have these time constraints during the show, so unfortunately, we have to restrict it to 2 questions.
And we want them up front.
Yeah.
We don't want a question, reading's almost over, then, oh, here comes question number 2. Oh, that's BS.
No, we can't.
That's bullshit. Get them up front or you don't get to. That's the rules.
Yes, we're trying to, accelerate during the show so everybody can get in. Do you think that,
We want to continue,
yes,
please?
Yes, I'm done. I was just going to say, and now I'm going to turn you over to the very capable hands of Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Indeed. Hello. Welcome. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Enjoy yourselves. We also would like to remind folks that if you're an international caller or an international Facebook Live viewer, let us know. We'll give you an international shout out. Right. We're giving to Mike. We'll call him Mike because Mike, I think, has 16 personalities.
Well,
but we're going to stick with Mike. Okay.
See, you know what?
Mike from the UK.
If he's working undercover, you just blew it for him.
I think if he was working undercover, he wouldn't be on Facebook in a chat room giving out multiple names. I'm just saying. Call me crazy. I don't think he's double O anything.
If he wants to be called Virgil, I don't mind that. I think Brad Pitt played a Virgil some years, many years ago in a Western. So I kind of like the connection there.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll be told you're going on hold and you can listen to the show. You should hear the show just fine. If you hear nothing, got to call back because there was a problem, Houston. When you call, you'll go on hold, of course. We just talked about that. It's very clear. And then when we take your call, we'll announce your area code, and you'll hear like a little thing go, unmuted. That means you're going live because you're all on mute automatically until we change that. We take these in the order they come. So when we hear you that unmuted and you go live, we want you to do the following things if you legally and safely can. It's all about the quality of sound and for you and everybody else. Definitely speakerphone and Bluetooth are really important. Sometimes speakerphone works. Sometimes it doesn't. If you can get by without both, then we don't have to do a troubleshooting because troubleshooting eats up your reading time if we got to start playing around. Background noises, sounds, multitasking, all that stuff. You're outside. Wind even is a noise if it hits the little speaker on the phone just right. Crazy stuff like that. If you can be in the perfect scenario, which is your home, and there's a sometimes your home isn't a quiet spot. You could have five screaming brats running around. I don't know. Maybe you have a panic room you can go in.
A closet.
A closet. Some place where it's quiet,
out on a balcony.
But it has to have good cell phone.
Some people go
as
to
well.
Their cars. Even when I give them regular private sessions,
yes.
they do it in their cars.
So that's about the sound quality thing. And because sometimes it all depends, coming on our computer speakers after travels around the world, we can't always hear what you're saying properly. So that's what we ask you to do if you can, legally and safely. We don't want you breaking laws or jeopardizing yours and others' lives. I feel like a cop. Anyway, folks that are on Facebook, we always try to work some messenger time in. You can't call in early. No. Because there is no cool live hold system. We'd have to hang up on you. So you have to wait until we announce it. And then you have to message Deborah Lee. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And you have to be friends with Deborah Lee in order to do that. So those are little stipulations there on the messenger thing. That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah!
That is the sound of a rebel yell. That means your reading with Deborah has been concluded. It was fun. Hope you had fun. You don't start, I didn't ask my second question. Oh, you hear that rebel yell? Your second question's in the garbage. Sorry. It's circling around a toilet bowl. Right? And I bring that up because today is John Crapper Day.
Are you serious?
And he didn't invent the toilet. He was like, you know how they all talk about Henry Ford inventing cars? He didn't really invent it. He's the one that took it, manufactured it, perfected it, and made it a thing. So his name is synonymous. Crapper did that with the toilet.
So to say.
He took an idea that somebody already invented, and he made it better by doing modifications.
I see.
And he promoted it and made it everybody,
So if, say, take Mike was indisposed, we would say he's in the crapper.
That's why I said that anyway. I'll give you a rebel card when you hear that yell before we move on to the next color. All right. Yes, indeed. Here comes the first mother chicken.
What's that?
Scammer.
Oh.
See, and then the keywords have changed because we can't really yell. If I put too many down, then we'll start banning everybody. Anyway. Blah, 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 messenger, I can throw it over that, whatever that, rebel yell, and I think we got to get to the callers because they're growing as we speak.
We will be hearing from our Arizona correspondent a little bit later in the show.
Not like super later, but...
Just a little bit.
All right, we're going to go, we got a couple of these actual 203 area codes. We're going to go to the first 203 area code in Connecticut. Welcome to the show. Who do we have?
Yes, hi, welcome.
Hey,
well, hello, right. Pat and Chan.
Number one from Connecticut.
How
Pat
are
Chan.
You?
Hey. I'm exhausted. I had a session with Chuck, and I'm going to go across town and pick up something for Chance for arthritis, come back and go to sleep, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the session wiped me out. Anyway, before I forget, Jimbo, I get two rebel cards tonight, right?
That's right.
Good reminder.
She got gifts last Friday.
I have CRS and I forget everything. Can't remember shit. You know,
I forgot until I heard
genetic.
Your chime.
I will draw two cards when the time comes.
So I'll just tell you, Deborah, I just faxed all the information to AAA. So fingers crossed they're going to reimburse me. You know, the family that just totally blew me off 2 weeks ago, I realized. I walked into the food store today, and Annie was at the counter, And she looked up and said hi. And then when I came back to pay for my stuff, she said, oh, look, or, oh, listen, something about the phone broke. And she was just, you know, going on a little bit. I think she had a mask on, so I couldn't really make out a lot of what she was saying. But she was just throwing out excuses. And I said, she said something about her phone broke. I said, you were all there. Your son was there. You were there. So I want to know if these are lies. And your husband was there. And she said, no, no, no. I said, I texted you 8 times. I called you twice. I rang the front doorbell. I rang the back doorbell. You just, you know, you just all blew me off. She said, no, 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 our phone, look, see, it fell in the water, something or other. Fell in the water. No, I wasn't there. I was at my sister's. And I said, first of all, I said, you know what, I wouldn't have done this to someone I don't like, let alone a friend. And then I said, why didn't you contact me? It's been 2 weeks. She just, I don't know what excuse she gave me. And I just grabbed my stuff and walked out.
But would you, did you want me to look at that for you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I want to know if they were lies.
Okay, there's a good question. That's the question. Yep. Was she lying?
What is her problem?
Or embellishing? And if you see that, the second question is if you can see why. A why. Why? Or even whether they're lies or not, it's still she's got an issue.
I actually, you know, I took her to a store and recommended her highly for a job, and I'm pretty sure they're going to hire her. And I'm hesitant, you know, that I had, you know, recommended her. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say anything, but then again, I don't want to be misrepresented by, I don't know how she'd act if she got that job.
All right, I'm laying your cards down right now.
Cards going down.
Okay.
Okay, so we will have, oh, you know, it's what I suspected. Oh, I suspected this. I guess after having been a wife myself in the past that has been in these situations, she is an abused wife, Pat, and she had to get away from him and her family. And I do believe she actually went somewhere else. To a sister, a friend. I mean, sometimes I was even being hidden by the women's shelter because I had a crazy husband chasing after me with guns, and he was threatening to kill all my friends. So they kind of took me and put me underground. So I didn't exist for a little bit. And I was
I didn't
with me, but that's what's right here, Pat. And she can't tell you.
I didn't go to meet her. This is the second appointment that was canceled. You know, the son. I went there twice to meet with the son.
Well, and how old is your son again?
He just graduated from high school.
Okay. Well, he's got some issues himself. I'm picking up on some drug use, hanging out with a bad crowd. You know, I'm not really sure why they intersected your path, because I just see all of your hurt and your, you know, feeling resentful about this. But as for her, well, she doesn't know you well enough to air her dirty laundry. So
She told me her whole life story of being, you know, kidnapped and, you know, traded and she shared the family's deep religion relationship. I'm having a hard time. Huh?
Maybe it's time, Pat, to just sort of let them go. Because
I let it go 2 weeks ago. I just want to know, was she lying to me today when I went to shop at the store? I'm going to see her.
Yeah,
what?
But I don't think confronting her is going to do her any good. Yeah.
I didn't confront her. I was checking out with my food, and she started giving me these, you know, excuses. And she could have called me, Deborah. She had 2 weeks. She could have called to say, I'm sorry.
Well, as somebody, excuse me, who has been in her shoes, unless a person had a need to know, they didn't get to know. So I did tell
right.
stories.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm just gotta let this sink in because it's not. I mean, I was in their home a number of times. I saw how spiritual they are. They shared so much. The husband was so kind and warm. I mean, of course, it can be true, but it's just, that's just really taking me by surprise.
A lot of times, you can tell from the body language of the wife how she acts, how she constantly make eye contact with him. Careful in what she says. Listen, these guys can be the nicest guys, and once you're behind closed doors with them, they can throw you around like a rag doll. Trust me. Isn't it working? Oh.
Yeehaw!
All right, Jim's going to give you your cards.
Two yeah. Rebel card readings. Now, these are interesting because they kind of are saying both sides of a coin here. The first subject is believe what you see. Face reality or live in la-la land. Choose bravely. Okay. And then the other one says, don't believe every crappy thought you have. Thoughts can be sneaky, lying bastages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably, this might be just be a reflection of our confusion of the situation. Like, am I seeing exactly what's there or is it not there? So I think that's what these cards are saying, is that she's very confused.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't be?
I can give you a little bit of uplifting news. You've got a man coming from far away. He's going to be, a man.
A mighty good man.
A good man.
Mighty
he's going
man.
To be traveling to see you, and eventually is going to want to relocate with you. So, hey, you are still on the market there, Missy.
Does it know me?
No, I don't believe he does. But he's very honorable. He's a gentleman. He's everything that you would want him to be for you. And then there's another one here. This one's a little bit on the cagey side. This one here is you're going to meet him around where you live, maybe the yacht club. But, I know I did. But you know what? Don't trust. This one is just looking for a romp, if you know what I mean.
All right, we got to go.
Yes, he's just looking. So I'll get with you this weekend if you want one of your...
Seven other people on hold.
Sure. Yeah, if you want one of your banked readings, we can look more into
okay.
that. Okay. All right,
honey. Well, thank you. Love you.
Yes, I love you,
bye
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's keep those. We got to get this going. Let's go to 775, which we think is Nevada, but is it really?
It might be California.
It could be California. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello, 775.
Hola.
Roger, 775.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
Ah, she's there.
Hi.
Thank you for holding.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
How goes it?
Oh, it's nice to talk to the two of you. Well, exciting things are happening. My new care agency with the word golden in the name of the company has assigned Janelle as my caregiver. She will be here every Tuesday between 10 and 12. And then my attorneys told me today that they feel very strong about my case and they'll be officially submitting my early next week. Isn't that wonderful?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Early next week is just a few days away.
Yes.
So I feel very good about this.
Awesome.
What do you pick up about everything I told you?
Okay.
There you go. That's perfect.
I will take a look
that's
for
a
you
great
right
question.
Now.
Yeah, that's a great question. That's very, that's like right around the corner after all this crappy time. Days, just days they're going to submit it. Nice. Very nice. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I just need a moment here.
Yep. Sorry, folks. We're going to try to, this is for everybody that's listening. We have a Gigantor line, and we're going to do our best to attack it.
Yes.
It looks like I will give you folks one thing on your side, is you did do the diligence of calling early.
And I did set the show up for 90 minutes today.
Yes. I saw that.
Yes.
It all ends up being that way anyway, almost all the time, except Mondays. But
it
does.
But we may as well start.
Well,
it's
a Friday. Typically, we don't have too many other engagements on a Friday. Sometimes we can't do 90 even, but, we do what we can do.
Yes.
All right.
So the clock was set for 90.
It is. It is indeed. All right, go ahead, Deb.
Okay, well, Wendy, woo-woo.
It's the voodoo that
this,
you do.
Yeah, this is great. Okay, there's you right here. I see you. You are focused on getting all straightened and sorted out. And I see the money coming for what you have been working so hard to achieve, which you deserved all along, you know. But I see you. It's coming to you. It's going to be in your hand, before, well, so to speak. You know what I mean. But it's coming. And your lawyers are right here. These guys got their war faces on. They got guns out. They are going. They are definitely hunting for bear on your behalf. That couldn't be better. Yep.
Oh,
and
great.
Now the only thing is, it may take a little bit for the money to actually travel the distance to you. You know, I got to tell you, when my husband passed away, he left me a very large life insurance policy. And I'll tell you, I almost lost my house in foreclosure because they weren't processing this. I mean, I had to go to a relief agency for the Navy and sit there and pitifully beg for money, you know, because I didn't want to lose my house.
Yeah, there was a lot of miscommunication.
Oh,
I'm so...
But it all worked out. Like,
I was
like
dealing
work out for
with a woman in Hawaii.
Yep, Hawaii. Yes, indeed. Nice time zone difference.
But now
there.
Those days are behind me, and I'm just grateful everything worked out. For you, don't be too antsy about the time. It's coming, okay? But there can be a delay in the processing of everything.
But the ball is rolling when the appeal gets
The
involved.
Ball is rolling.
It is the beginning of the good end, not the bad end.
Yes. So I really...
Well, they said that once they submit the appeal, that that insurance company, starting with the letter U, has 6 weeks legally to respond.
No,
but I think
weeks.
That they're pushing them into a corner.
Okay, good.
Oh, well. Yes, they are. And then they're probably going to get 30 days to, you know, from the court proceedings to rectify that amount.
So at least
you.
She kind of knows that.
That it's coming.
She has a time frame. That's a good thing. A
yes.
maximum time frame, at least.
And by the way, Wendy,
okay.
You sound fantastic. You don't sound like you've got this horrible albatross around your neck like you have for so many months.
Yeah, I'm sure she's finally,
Jesus,
finally, there might actually be something going now.
It's a weight lifted.
Yep.
It really is.
It is indeed.
So?
You're right. Do you pick up anything about my new caregiver? Her name is Janelle,
yes,
and she's about 48 years old.
The two of you are going to seem like sisters. You're really going to like her. There's a real
good...
Oh,
thank God.
Yes. That other one...
I went on Facebook and I found her picture, and she's a strawberry blonde, and it looks like she has a good sense of humor and kind of fun.
And if she likes her job, more power to you. All right.
Yeah! Well, I hope that she stays my caregiver for the rest of my life.
I hope so, too.
Yep, absolutely. Here's your rebel card before we move on. You are the best thing to ever happen to you. Go easy on your ass. Buy yourself a drink. So it's like,
or a soda. Or.
And I don't think you've been too hard on yourself, but if you do sometimes, try not to. I think that's the moral of the story. Don't be so hard on yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
All right.
You persevered, Wendy. And we honor you for how you fought this.
We're glad that your
battle.
Cup appears to be more half full. That is nice.
Yeah. So take care.
Well,
enjoy. Yes.
You two are the highlight of my day. And I'm hopeful that Janelle is my caregiver for the rest of my life.
I hope so, too.
And, hey, you know, we do have you'll be here again. You can ask about that more or something
sure,
else if you want.
Definitely.
To all you folks out there, this isn't like a card you punch it and you can't never call again. No, you call every show.
Yes, don't abandon us.
These folks, Wendy knows she can. Yes.
All right, take care, please.
Thank you, and good
Wendy.
Luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm sorry. I have to give some international shout-outs. We had Laura from Canada show up.
Laura!
And we have Catherine from the Land of Ireland.
Land of Ireland. Hello, glad
yes,
to have you.
Mike/Virgil, he officially would like to be referred to as Virgil from the UK.
But gotcha.
Still, we shall do that until you tell us otherwise. So even if you show up with some other name, are we going to continue to call the Virgil?
Oh, you'll
until
have to.
You tell us otherwise. Yeah. That's the rules. You got to tell us. All right. Let's move on. Now we're going to Arizona, but not the Arizona area code we're used to.
This we're saving that one.
Well, I'm just taking them in the order they come. This is 602 Arizona. Welcome to the show.
Hi. What is your first name, please?
Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
Welcome.
We've spoken before,
hi.
I think.
We have.
Yes.
Okay, well, glad you remember, Deb.
It seems like it's been some time, but I do recall talking with you, Evelyn. So please tell us what brings you to the show. This, I guess it's afternoon where you are.
It is.
Well, 5:30-ish.
Yeah, exactly. It's late evening. Early evening. It's kind of a late evening.
Yeah.
So you are, she's mountain time.
Are you?
Mountain
you
time.
Are?
Mountain time.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to have a general, if you can just pick up and see if there's anything I should be knowing.
Well, since I haven't had your cards in front of me for quite some time.
Right.
It would be best if you try to zero in on some area. If you were to come, say, weekly or some come daily, I would have a real handle on your cards. Intuitively.
If you're not a frequent flyer, a general reading is going to be very vague.
Very vague.
So if you can narrow down to even just some subjects that are more important to you, life, love, career, family, animals.
Career.
Yes. And
there you go. Okay. Are you do you currently have a job that you like? Are you looking to transition? Or okay.
Oh, you do.
So you have a job you like and you want to know what, I guess, if it's going to
I have a job that I don't really like.
There you go. I did say 5.
So you would like to find something more?
She would like to transition.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Are you while she's putting the cards on, are you actively pursuing another job?
I have nothing in the works at the moment, but I'm definitely searching.
So you're at least looking. Okay. So you are doing the searching part of it at least. Okay.
Right.
Okay, and some people complain and want another job, but they don't actually even search, you know?
Well, yeah.
It's like, at least you're starting the process by searching. That's how you start.
Yeah.
Unless you got an inside, unless you got a buddy or something that hooks you up right away with an inside thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nope.
Kind of like those. You know, they don't come around that often, unfortunately.
No.
All right.
Evelyn, are you involved with anybody romantically?
Do you have a significant other?
No, I don't.
Uh-oh, Deb's about to tell you something about that, I think. Aren't you?
You have prospects.
Ooh.
Yes.
You mean love prospects, what about job?
What about job?
Career?
I think that you are eventually going to be very active in your search because I'm seeing you having this one day that's going to come along and you are going to say, you know what? I've had it here. I've got to find a better job. And boom, it's going to be there for you. So let time do its best work. And you are going to just know when the time is right. And sure enough, you will have a better job. I also see, I don't know where you are with this, but I'm just going to tell you. I see a man coming into your life who is going to first show himself as a friend. And friendship is always the best foundation for whatever else might come along. You know, young people rush it a lot. And I watched a show recently on Dr. Phil, and he was saying, it's funny how we're more willing to wait after we've already had a family with somebody or, you know, already been through a divorce or two. But I think starting with friendship really gets it off on the right foot. And I don't know if you're interested. There's definitely a proposal of marriage here. And it looks real good. And
I don't know of anybody.
No, but you'd be surprised what the future can bring. And knowing this, here's the thing. A lot of times when people get told about a future partner, when they meet that partner, they're like, oh my God, you're the one. And they just know it. They know that they know that they know. And I feel that for you. There's relocation possible for you, and definitely a change in your living, like your where the home you're living in now. I'm seeing a better new home coming for you. Something you're really going to love. Yes. Yeah. So Evelyn, you got great cards. You really do. Just be expectant. You know, like how pregnant women are expectant. They're expecting the birth of that child. So be expectant of the great future that lies ahead.
Yeah!
All right. Of your rebel card reading is shit is going down with your job.
Oh.
Reevaluate, change your perspective, or effing quit. Ooh. I think she's one.
Well,
I think she's quit unless I have something else.
Yeah.
I think she's looking to the ladder.
To effing quit.
To effing quit eventually. I think that's her goal right now.
So when that day comes where you've really had enough, you're going to find a job that's really right for you.
It's always good to line it up first, though. Because bills don't pay themselves.
No, that's too bad,
huh? Yeah, true. You have to buy food and eggs. You have to buy those. You know, remember they used to call them golden eggs? Well, they actually
is there a time frame?
A time frame. I oftentimes, now you got to stay fluid with this. But I feel by May, it's like a neon sign intuitively for me saying May. So by May.
Mayday.
It could be a lot sooner. But, that's what I'm doing for you.
Awesome.
Yes, it's going to be good. You'll see. Next holidays, I think you're really going to celebrate.
Next holidays. Oh, you mean the fun, like
the
Thanksgiving
Christmas.
And Christmas
and all
area?
That.
Okay, because we've got Memorial Day coming up, but that's not really a holiday.
No.
We get a day off, but it's not a happy day off necessarily.
No, that's right.
Okay, well, thank you so much for holding
and
waiting.
Good
we appreciate
hear
you
from
calling.
You.
Okay, will do.
All right, well, thank you, and good luck, and call again. You don't have to be so a stranger from that many that many moons in between your calls, but that's up to you.
You've
got
to
be more
thank
frequent
you.
Flyer.
Awesome. Thank you. Take care now.
Thank you. Like you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
We shall stay in that state.
Oh, yes.
But we're going to rock over to 520 code, and we're pretty confident we know who 520 is. Don't we, Lisa?
Yes, Lisa. Excuse me.
Well,
the other
yes.
I could, somebody could be hitting me with the hammer all day, and then I'll call into your show, and I will start laughing because it feels like a tonic for the soul. That's call your show. Tonic for
I
the soul.
I love that. That's great.
Okay. So, like a gin and tonic. Or a vodka tonic, but okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Jimbo is really pretty down to earth and sage advice. And, you know, Deb, I don't know what the cards say, but we went, he and I, the dude next door, which I'm getting really sick of. He talked about bipolar. Do I sound bipolar? One day I'm up, one day I'm down.
So
we went.
Yeah.
So we spent, I don't know, we're always spending together. You know, we're always interacting. And he came and did some repairs. And then he said, why don't you come with me, go on your bike? And I did. And we went on the bike ride, and then, you know, he's talking bullshit, and I said, we were supposed to go to the farm, this public event tomorrow, and outdoors, with, you know, some mutual friends, and I said, so what's the plan for tomorrow? He said, what time do you want to go? And I said, I'm not sure, I don't want to be rushed. I said, I'll take my time, and anyway, so then meet someone at the park that he's talking to. I mean, she's not attractive. It was just an older person he was talking to about his home state. And that was cool. And then I went over to the board, the public information board, and I showed him some stuff that he's interested in. And he took the information down. He said, I'm going to spread my wings. And I thought, and then he mentioned Kim again, you know, at tomorrow's event, she'll be there, and how he's going to take some stuff
to her for her to look at. And I said, well, you can't just go by what she says. Yes, yeah, she'll tell me the truth. But I said, well, okay, do your thing, do your thing. And if you die, then you're the guinea pig. And it just went for me in my heart. You know, I just thought, what the hell am I doing with this waste of time here? And so we come back, and he's, you know, like, all, you know, wanting to spend more time. And I just sat in the car with my phone, called a girlfriend, and I just said, you know, I can't believe I've done this, wasted this time. He's just not.
What would you like from him? If you had a magic wand right now, what would you make happen? This is life coaching.
Okay, this is what typically has happened in my lifetime experience. I was in a 23-year relationship, so I was out of the swing of it. But right now, he's in his place. I'm in my place. I'm preparing for dinner. We were supposed to go tomorrow together, and I said, I want you to go on your own when we're coming back, because I thought, I'm not going to go with him and witness him doing whatever, and it's going to piss me off. And he said, why? And then when we started out on the bike ride today, we came to a yard sale, and I was talking to this very, I thought he was cute, really nice guy who's hosting the yard sale, and he's talking to me. So what does my neighbor do? He gets all over me, up in my face, practically on my lap, and he's bringing stuff over. And you know, it's like he's trying, I feel like he's just trying to disconnect me from other people, yes. Like guys.
Yes. Well, I'm going to look at this for you. If that's
that was an obvious one there. He was shutting that down.
But when you told him you weren't going to go with him tomorrow, you know, that was really shifting some gears on him.
Yeah,
and when he said why, there was your opening.
Yeah, that may have.
To say, we need to talk right now.
That could have thrown him for a loop.
I just can't believe we're at that spot where I have to, like, I don't know. You know, when someone's not ready to. So then I sat in the car, and he was still right there outside, and I get out of the car, and he's talking to me again. I was crying in the car, actually, to my girlfriend. I said, I'm so sick of this shit. I'm done with it, and I got to move on. And so I got out of the car, and he's waiting for me. He starts yakking it up, and I just said, whatever. And I went into the house, and then I went and knocked on the connecting door, and I said, look, it's not about you. I'm just in a really bad mood. And then he's, like, highlighting all these great things about me that he admires. And I just said, whatever, what does that matter? Really, I think if you said to me, Dad, like you just did, get the magic wand out, what would I have wanted?
Yes.
To be having dinner together right now.
Okay,
all right.
And why didn't that happen?
You could have made that happen.
Yeah.
But I'm constantly initiating it. When we're going on the walk, you know, I have told him about this particular restaurant. We're passing it. And he's telling me, oh, I'm going to have to go there and try it out. Well, I have news for him. I talked about this with him about a month ago, that some mutual friends, we were all going to plan a dinner there. I'm sick of trying to set this up, initiate it, you know, get it going. I'm just tired.
Okay. And that's totally reasonable.
Absolutely. But what do the cards say? Because
you know,
I agree with her being tired, but this isn't
and
your average.
I did tell him after I knocked on the connecting door, we were talking, I said, I'm just really fed up. I don't want to be where I'm at right now. I feel strangled. I feel like I hate this. I hate where I'm at. I was not being totally truthful. Like, you know, I was really up on the connection with you, but now I'm crashed. I didn't say that to him. And then I said, we started talking about past lovers. And then I said, he said, you know, it sounded like you had a good one with your second husband. I said, yeah. I said, you know, we got married because when we went to the drive-in, he gave him BJs 4 or 5 times in a row, and I sucked every drop. And then he and I said, is it true?
Boy, you're a master of
manipulation. I said, is it true that men give better DJs than women? He said, oh, yeah. He said, exactly what you said, Joe. You said, because men know where the, you know, how to do it. And I said, would you ever tell me how to do it?
You've given him so many openings,
so to speak. What was the response to
that?
Yeah,
what did he say?
What did he say to that?
He smiled and he looked away and kept talking to me and he kept trying to, because I wasn't being completely honest. I just said to him, I'm feeling strangled where I'm at, which is true. But it's, the thing is, the connection with him is like, you know, I just felt when we were walking.
Well, okay. You are reacting to a lot of pent-up sexual tension. Excuse me.
I don't think it's just sexual.
It's a frustration. It's a whole soup.
Yeah, it's
that
not
you've got
just
here.
Sexual.
Yeah, this is a real chunky soup that you got going with a lot of innuendo that should be, you know, getting him to make his move. Here's what I'm getting. Lisa, I'm going to tell you something that a lot of us women already know from our own experience.
Well, I can't wait to hear this. I can't wait to hear this. Everybody. Stop the presses. Stop the presses, everybody. Listen to this announcement.
Let me start over in English. What you are telling him is essentially, it's right here, is going right over his head in a lot of ways. Now, Jim.
I believe that.
Jim is.
I believe that.
He's got his antenna out because he, you know. And probably Virgil, who's joining us, and I don't know how many other men might be.
Marie from the UK is also here now. But there's not a lot of men here right now.
They know.
In the Facebook world.
They're paying attention, but I think he's missing it. There's nothing bad here about the way he feels about you.
You think he's missing it, really?
Like it was a 747 that went right over his head about a lot of...
Oh, I agree. I mean,
He did ask me, because he's going down the list of all these things he admires, and I said, what the hell? I said, so what? Whatever. In other words, I'm not being straight, I know. And then he said, straight in more ways than one, but... He said, would you like a salad? I said, no.
I
think she was making some kind of referral to salad topping, I believe.
What's salad topping?
No,
salad topping.
Because I said we were talking about, because I had cleaned and organized my kitchen. I said, I have to go in there and fix something. He had been talking about what he was going to fix. And then he said, would you like my salad? And I said, no, because I think, like you said, it's like a 747 going right over his head.
Unfortunately. But I want to tell you something here about tomorrow. And this is completely up to you. But according to your cards, I don't think you should go. I think you should just leave him go to that, because you're going to get so jealous up being, you know, because he's going to be Mr. Social Butterfly. You know, I wonder if he was given a lie detector, did a polygraph. I wonder if they asked him, are you trying to make her, spill her guts and tell you everything and be the one to make the first move? I can't imagine what he would say, because you've just given him so much opportunity. But you'll have a good time, but you're going to be jealous. And now this is where the principles of this method kick in, where the tools are choice and change. Now you can choose to go and be aware that you're going to be jealous. So by being aware, you're already making a change. You're either going to accept it or, you know, choose or refuse it, basically. But if you stay at home, you don't put yourself through that. You know, get to keep your sanity. And he will miss you.
Well, you know what? They call it, like, you got to look at the risk reward. Okay, if I choose to do this, what is the risk,
yeah,
and what is the reward? And you want to choose the thing that outweighs the other to make your decision. If I go, what's the best thing that could happen? And what's the worst thing that could happen? So if she goes, what's the best thing that could happen? Is it might be pleasant, it might be cool, and he might act, they might be spend the time together. And the worst thing that's happened is that she would see something that would piss her off, right?
Yeah, because for
you got to decide which one can you deal with to piss you off more than the chance of the reward being worthwhile.
He really enjoys ramping up your feelings of jealousy.
Does he even know I'm jealous? I mean, I don't even know if he gets it.
Yeah, you've told him that he makes you jealous. Yeah.
Like today, it's just Kim this, Kim that. And I said, well, you need to check it out before you trust her as the trusted resource. And I wasn't being facetious. Oh, no, she'll tell me the truth. And I said, well, then do your thing. And if you die, that's your thing, too. And that's when it crashed,
Oh, yeah.
And then
he
comes all over me when I'm trying to talk to this cool guy at the yard sale, and he's all over me. He's crawling all over me. He's putting stuff in my face, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing, man?
I think you should have called him out right there in front of somebody to see how good he was at being embarrassed.
I would do that, sure. When it gets to such a point that...
I would say, this guy right here, he's coming all over me, but he's gay, and every time I try to make a move on, he won't do squat till I talk to a nice-looking guy.
Oh.
And see what he's got to say about that.
Burn.
Yeah, at that point, when somebody's pulling, when he's pulling that crap, then you got it. Well, I would fight fire with fire on that one. Not physically, but I would have said that. I said, oh, you have to pardon my friend here. He's actually gay, but he's put it on a show for some reason. I don't know why, but he doesn't want me to talk to good-looking men, even though he's gay. I don't get it. And then see what he would have done.
Well, now the shoe's on the other foot, isn't it? With you talking to that really cute guy. So now he got a taste of his own medicine. And I just want you to know, I don't see him. His feelings for you haven't changed. But I just think he fluctuates a little bit too. And, let's be honest. And this is not something negative I'm saying to you. But you are a complex, high-maintenance lady, and there's nothing wrong with that. A guy can't just throw you a bone.
High-maintenance is relative. She's not high-maintenance. She's just not easy street.
Well, you have
you
a
know
wrong...
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think he's high-maintenance. I think he's
high-maintenance isn't the word. I think he would be a pain in the ass if I was a chick. I'd be like, dude, I'm basically flinging myself at you, and you're acting like you're freaking like there's something wrong with you, like you got the IQ of a fucking 6-year-old.
And I
he doesn't though.
I would have kind of gone a little bit more gentle with him.
Oh, screw gentle.
I'd have just said, I think there's an opportunity that the two of us could, share something more.
Might be the old shit or get off the pot.
And if you didn't want to, I would then open myself up to dating and looking like $1 million going out that door.
Yeah.
There are folks that are on Facebook commenting, and they're like, you sound like you got your shit together. You sound smart.
Tell us what they're
there's
saying.
There's a certain point, like Lily says, you could do better. If you gotta get to that decision point. All right, here's the deal, dude. Here's exactly, lay it down. Like, maybe you have to talk to him like he's 16 or 15 or something. And say, here's the deal. Here's where you are. Here's where I am. We're at this crossroads. Where are we going next?
Yeah.
And don't walk away. Don't tap dance around it, because now you're going to answer nowhere. You just walk away.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah, Deb, I think you hit it on the nose. There's fluctuation, because I feel, earlier today he was coming on strong. We were here, he was fixing stuff. There was someone else here helping, and then, he was the one. He said, "Let's go. Let's go for the bike ride." And I said, "No, I don't know. I'm tired." And I said, "Well, let me take my time and do it, because it's very hyper."
talking about
and then you know, he's cool.
Yeah,
I don't know. Could be me.
Oh, I don't know how cool he actually is.
Well,
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Some chick tells me about the reason I got married for so long is I give the greatest blowjobs ever at a drive-thru, and I don't respond. If I don't respond, I want to immediately
not
go
the
to
drive-thru, the drive-in.
Well, can, or maybe Camel's. Drive-thru, drive-in. You're in a car.
You're better
than
drive-thru.
You have to be in a car wash. You're in a car. You're getting serviced by a chick. What the hell does it matter if it's a drive-in, drive-thru, or drive-in car wash? What does it matter? Bottom line is, if that didn't register, damn, is all I got to say. Because to me, I'd be like, it's on. It's on. That she might as well just have a neon sign, you know, saying what she wants and everything. And if it's going over his head, I don't know that anything will not ever go over his head.
Well, also, I want to say your feelings about where you're living are changing. And it's turning very gloomy for you there. A lot of uncertainty. Should you stay? That song. Should I stay or should I go now? Yeah, that's kind of your theme song right now. And there's a very depressed feeling around this.
If I leave, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double or something like that. Isn't it like
well,
that?
Well, you know what? I've got some plans by myself with someone else. I mean, it's a female. It could be that female that you see in the cards, Deb, because I started to wonder about
Uh-oh.
Are we going to go for early breakfast on Sunday? I'm not into that kind of thing. But, you know, just companionship
oh,
and get out and
sure.
out
oh,
in the country.
Yes.
A little lickety-split, you know.
Yeah,
you go faster when you lickety-split.
Her gig and it's not my gig and I'll you know if it comes up then I know all the words to use because I've had practice with the next door neighbor how to put it to rest and then
you know
I've got other plans during the week by myself and I'm just not letting him know because he always wants to horn in on the action and not letting him you know
so
I'm just not going
to
tell
yeah.
him
yeah
so to speak he's not really horning in if he was really horning in that'd be some action but he's not. That's the problem. But
yeah,
anyway,
I mean, on the social stuff, I'm
right.
just going to start.
I'd be horning in like a horny boy, you know. I'll tell you what.
You remind me of an oversexed poodle. That's what you said.
Wait a second. Whoa. First of all, an oversexed poodle. What's the difference between an oversexed poodle and an undersexed poodle, first of all?
Well,
but you chose the poodle as the dog breed.
Well, I think a regular poodle.
First of all, you chose a poodle.
Will occasionally get on your leg, but an oversexed one will hump anything.
I think an oversexed poodle doesn't have to hump somebody's leg because it's going to get another female poodle. That's all I'm saying. And you know what I've always heard? Red on the head like a noodle on the poodle. That's they used to make fun of redheads in the Navy with that term.
They said what?
Oh, to redheads, they say you're red on the head like a noodle on a poodle.
A noodle.
What? A noodle on the poodle.
All right, Deb, I will break it down to a scientific term. Your hair is red, also like a dog's penis on a poodle. Yeah, I had to break it down. Deb wasn't getting it. It was going over her head like a step 47. Sometimes, you know, you just got to break shit down, you know. You got to do what you got to do.
And that's what he needs to do with you. He needs to break you down like a shotgun. And get busy.
When we talked about this the last time she called, the fact that he hasn't already.
Yeah.
If I was the head of the Man Carter Society, I would call him in front of the board, and I would say, "Turn in your goddamn man card." You of all, I would have a case built up like I was a prosecutor. She did this. She did that. She gave you all these signs, and you didn't do anything. Give us your man card, please. Give us your man card.
That's just funny. That is so funny.
If you go tomorrow, you're going on your with your own transportation, right?
She
my bicycle.
Yeah, so if things get too unmanageable, leave.
Oh, no, I'm going. We're free agents, to use the word. And, you know, I want him to go on his own. I will go, and I'll put my flirt on every table. And I know he'll probably put his flirt on. We'll out-compete each other, and then I'll be really highly pissed. So I get along really quick.
We need to have this documented on the TV show.
This would have been an episode. So
that could
right
be the
here.
Greatest thing ever to see with two separate cameras following him and her. That could be the most, that could win so many awards that nobody would ever be able to touch that show again.
Jim was even thinking of writing a script.
I think I'm going to write a script on this. I will change the names. I will make sure it doesn't make anybody embarrassed.
It's funny nobody's ever touched on this.
I could have never made this stuff up ever in my life.
Mm-mm.
And actually, you know what?
I'll make it happen.
It's not over yet.
You know, I believe when you pull the cards, but I'm going to make it happen. I'll just charm my way through everything and then ride my, I'll vent on my bike on the way home. You know, I'll just pedal my fury home.
What are the times of this event? What time are you going to be there? What time do you plan on leaving if everything goes right?
Well, it's like I thought I would leave my house about 10 a.m.-ish because I want to sit around, you know, relax, drink my coffee. I don't normally get a chance to do that. And then just head on out and relax and enjoy and circulate and do my thing.
If you end up back home in time for this Saturday show,
oh yes,
you have to call in.
Mandatory.
If you don't call in, we're going to be very disappointed, and that is an understatement.
And you know what?
I may cry like a newborn baby if she doesn't call in.
Your script needs a voiceover, like having Lisa be talking, you know, like how some movies are and stuff. You should be the voice, you know, voiceover on this whole thing. Like, the movie, a long time ago, The World According to Garp.
I never did see it. I heard it was good.
Oh, God, you got to see it. But he was the, you know, the narration. Okay, hon, I'm going to wish the best for you. What?
Well, I mean, don't write her off yet. I'm busy doing my Facebook thing, you know. I got two jobs here.
You say he feels the same? I don't even know what the same is with this dude. But you did say he fluctuates. So I think that's good.
He enjoys your company. He's very much attracted to. I believe what he feels in terms of magnetism is the basics of essentially love. He loved you. He likes you to go everywhere with him. He likes being with you.
There's something going on here, obviously. I can't put my finger on it. I'm disappointed in his...
I just got it.
I'm disappointed the way he's not reacting to things.
But it just came in a flash.
So I'm going to take my glasses off in case I need to puke. But go ahead, because...
Lisa.
This could be very lifetime network.
You know, after I've done this for 30 years...
Well, here we go.
I often will get intuitive flashes that result after the cards have been read.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I'm going to think of how to put this. So Jim is, first of all, isn't going to totally attack me.
Oh, that means it's freaking Harry Met Sally shit. Yep, there, right off the bat. Here we go.
It's been quite some time since he's been with a woman.
Oh, yep. Dun-dun.
I think he's afraid of his performance.
Oh,
it just struck me. He's afraid that he will disappoint you.
And then what?
And then what do you guys do? You say, gee, I'm sorry, that's never happened to me before.
But then they...
What?
But you know, there are ways around it. It's not like I'm a sexual therapist or anything, but I mean, there are ways.
Masturbation is very, very natural.
But, you know, Deb, I think you're accurate in your reading. I think there is fluctuation. I think what you just said, I think he's kind of hinted at shit like that when I said, you know, four or five times at the drive-in and I drank every drop. And he said, wow, he said, he must have been a Superman.
Hey, didn't this guy die by dehydration drank every drop?
I'm going to bring it back a little bit. What Deb said, I think
we
what
were
Deb
very
is saying,
young. We were very
I think
young.
What Deb is saying is not quite the right path here. I don't know that he's not worried about performance. I think he's worried that he doesn't want to even perform.
I didn't feel that.
A bullshit. If this guy, if some chick is licking my arm and talking about blowjobs and rubbing up against me, I'm gonna roll the dice on the performance thing. I'm gonna go.
I have no control.
I'm jumping out of the airplane with a parachute. I'm gone. I'm gonna go for it. Bad things happen, they happen. I don't know that he knows that he wants to even jump out of that plane with a parachute yet.
I think he's a little worried. That he, you know, the first time with anybody is tends to be awkward.
But it doesn't stop them ever. It never stops anybody from climbing in the sack and banging. Never does.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
It doesn't do it. Look at all the kids we have on this planet.
The modern women that I do most of my client work with have told me we're doing it on the first, if not the first, the second date, because if he's no good in bed, he's out of here.
Well, that's a different ball game.
That's the modern
woman.
Those are video games. They now just became adults and they can fucking vote and drink and smoke cigarettes.
We're asking him to get up and sing a song a cappella, and he's terrified that he won't do a very good job.
I think he's terrified that he doesn't necessarily want to have a whisker biscuit. I'm thinking that Italian sausage is so good. Why would you give it up for a whisker biscuit? That's what I'm thinking. I don't think he's worried about the part when he makes the decision to do it. I think he doesn't necessarily know he wants to do it. I'm telling you. If a guy actually was even halfway inclined to have sex with a woman, with all the stuff she's done, they would have gone down a long, long time ago.
That's why I advised her yesterday. She had to start with a really nice, sensuous massage.
Deb, she's done everything.
You know what?
She's done everything but fling herself naked at the damn guy.
Yes, Lisa.
Truth be told, I just lost someone I was with for 23 years. I mean, earlier in the spring. He keeps telling me not to live in his house. But, I mean, D next door. But, you know, so this guy, I think, psychologically what it's been for me, and I've told him a couple of times, you're not available, I love coming on to you, it's safe. And maybe that's, and then I get mad and I kick rocks. And then I call you guys and I'm up and down on it. And I, you know, so I'm screwing my own head on this because, I mean, there are guys, I'm thinking of these guys that have been asking me out. And I'm like, nope, I don't date. But then I go next door here.
You go next door to them. It's like you could have some guys that are like nice little hikes through the woods. But no, you're going to go to Mount Everest, which is almost impossible to climb, instead of the guy next door. It's like a big journey that might take months of hitting different base camps and stuff. But I guess maybe you like the challenge and you don't even know it.
Now let's bring this down to, we'll say, the bottom line.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
Are you going to be okay? And I ask all my female or male clients that are like abandoning an affair, you know, or dumping a partner or whatever. I ask them, are you going to feel okay not bringing this to a point of completion, of getting?
No, and I know me. He's a plate of chocolates, and I can't leave it alone. I'll go through another mood. He'll do something or say something, and I'll come panting toward him like a dog, you know, just panting and drooling.
Because of the
okay, and I think that's being very honest.
Oh, I'm okay with what she said. When she says that, I keep losing more and more respect for this guy.
Well, but that's not a judgment for you to make.
It is. I can make a judgment from my end. I'm not making it for her.
You could make a judgment on Biden or Santos.
Oh, I do all the time.
Yeah.
It's a pretty damn country. I can make a judgment on anything I want.
But this is
I'm not making a judgment on her choices. I'm saying me making a judgment on him, all I can say is, damn, dude. Damn.
My first love wanted to come and break up my wedding when I married another guy. And
oh, my God.
Yes, he told me this after. His friends took him out drinking instead.
How old were you?
The first time I got married, I was 21.
There you go. A child.
But
that's like The Graduate. That's right out of The Graduate movie.
It was just like that. And his two best buddies took him out and got him sloshed that afternoon. I don't think my wedding was until like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But yes, he was going to come storming in there. You know the part where they say, if there's anybody here, he was going to he told me this. He was going to put up his hand and say, yeah, I'm here to take her away from that schmo up there. And I thought, oh, thank God he never did it.
And then you know what? If it's a proper wedding, all the groomsmen would have went and picked that guy up and tossed his ass outside on his head.
What movie was that?
I don't know anything about it. I never saw that.
The Graduate with Mrs. Robinson and what's his face?
Yes.
Mrs. Robinson.
Yes, he was in love with that
Jesus
older lady.
You more than you will know.
You know,
yeah.
That was a good movie. And didn't he get the shit beat out of him, too, towards the wedding?
She ran with her wedding dress down the aisle to him. He was screaming and pounding at the window, and then they climbed on the bus, and they disappeared down the road, her in her wedding dress, and Dustin Hoffman, you know, had stolen her.
I married that husband still in love with that first love.
Yeah.
But it was always on and off and on, you know, off and on.
And what does that mean when it's always on and off?
We were too young.
That means that it's really off.
He was caught up in all this partying and drinking and stuff. And I really wasn't like that then. Of course, now I'm a sot like the rest of you. But truly,
what do you mean, like the rest of us what?
That drink all the time. That's what we do.
You've never done that in your life.
No, I said we're doing that now.
But even back then, you never did that.
No, back then I was a teetotaler. I would maybe have a glass of wine. But if that would have been the biggest mistake of my life, if I'd have gone with him. So,
of course,
the other one was a mistake, too.
Just saying, bottom line, there's a wedding.
Yeah.
There's the groomsmen and there's the bridesmaid. And if some of a chick comes along and starts trying to disrupt it, those chicks should go beat her ass. And if a guy comes along to screw up the wedding, then the groomsmen take that guy out and they pound the snot out of him. That's the way it should be. So if you think you want to go there and do that, I have something to say. You better be standing by and ready for it to get the shit kicked out of you.
Did you ever see the movie P.S. I Love You?
Gerard
Butler and
probably.
Yeah.
All you got to do is turn on the Lifetime Network. I'm sure you'll
see it. No, it's a real movie.
A bullshit.
It is.
Look at the title. P.S. I Love You.
Yes, because he had a serious illness. He was dying. He didn't want to tell her.
Hang on.
And what he did is he arranged for people to send him messages. What are you doing? Oh, to send packages. Did anybody see it? It was really touching. I forget her name. She went on to play that million dollar baby in that.
Oh, I know who you're talking. I don't know her name, but yes, it was that Clint Eastwood movie.
It was very, very sweet. Well, how he did it for her. Beautiful.
You guys get poisoned by the media.
Told you all last night.
She knows what I'm talking about.
Guys,
it's a conspiracy.
Everything about us is in chick flicks. Watch it. Watch them. The way we were when Harry met Sally.
Oh, dear God. There's another one.
The way we were.
Oh, yeah,
the way we were.
Oh, yeah.
Jeanette, we forgot international shout out to Jennifer Kenneth. She said Hillary Swank.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I cried my heart out.
She loves that movie, of course, because Jeanette's a kid.
Oh, yeah.
It was love. And that's why I am so sensitive to Lisa's situation, because there's love here. It may remain
uncomfortable. Is it really, Deb?
Yes.
Is it real?
I would not be.
There is. We just don't know if the levels are right. There is love.
There is love.
We don't know if you guys are on the same wavelength, if you're close or way far apart. It's really all over the place right now.
Because if
I know.
You got to see it out. You have to do that. You have to.
Otherwise,
do that.
You know what? That's my point about the guy.
You might be 90 years old
on
your deathbed going, I don't know.
I've often looked back over the years and wondered, should I have? Would I?
Yep, exactly.
And anyway, yes, what you were just saying, that she do need to see this through.
Yeah.
At least have that scene that would be in any movie like this.
Why do we ever gotta be talking about movies?
You know why? Because movies are, movies imitate, art imitates life. And what is a movie? It's a form of art. So you got to have that moment where you put your cards on the table, so to speak, especially if it's, say, the day before you're moving away or whenever you feel the time is right. Tell him.
I've done everything, but throw the sheets back on the bed. You know, I've done everything, and I feel like I'm crawling to him if I do that. You know, I feel like, you know, this guy's got to step it up.
I think it's time face the music here.
Yep, I think so.
You know, what is the old saying? Fish or cut bait? I think he's been cutting enough bait.
I haven't heard that. What is
it? Yeah, it means like shut up.
No, but what'd you say though?
Fish or cut bait.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I do like it.
Because I think you're in agony, I feel bad for you.
Sure, and I think regardless
I
of our
opinion,
you got to see it out, and you got to not drag it out too much longer. You got to make it come to a point, right?
I think his flirt affects me more than my flirt, you know, and I don't like to play that game because he really wins because I feel it deeply, and I'm not sure that he feels it as deeply as I feel.
Well,
the pain
should not be playing.
If
you guys
were reading
not be
these cards, you'd know. And maybe the thing for you to do is say something like, you're like flirting with all these other women when the best thing in your life is standing right in front of you, but you don't see it.
Oh, Deb, I love your comebacks. I love your strategies. I love them. I feel like such a chicken shit because I don't do any of them.
You're being haunted by those words. Haunted.
You're talking about a guy that hasn't had his past.
His past?
He's a different kind of guy than the guys you're talking about.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's not the kind of guy that's had girlfriends his whole life and chicks his whole life and stuff like that. He obviously hasn't done that for a while, as far as she knows. And so it's a whole different ball game. But I think either way, you're right. She's got to play this out. See where it goes. And eventually you can't just let it go on forever. You don't have to go there tomorrow necessarily and ultimatum though, but you got to decide when the time is right. And it should be soon, I would
and
think,
please,
right?
Please try to get home in time to call us for the show. Yes.
Oh, I will. I'm addicted to the show. I'm addicted to you guys. This is all part of it. It's not a triangle. It's more of a triangle. For you, Jimbo, and V.
You know, I'm just saying, if I was him, there would be no talking about this. That deal would have been done a long time ago. Those signs are obvious signs. I mean, I think even
all these guys that I have encountered and offered me to take me to breakfast or take me to coffee or all of that would have been wrapped up too. You're right. That's the natural course of events. And maybe my heart is just not into those things with those guys.
And it might not be, you're right.
And I wouldn't do it.
Because right now you haven't finished this business.
And
yet.
It's not fair to those guys.
Yep, you got to finish this story first.
I don't think there's such a thing as a free lunch in dating. There's always going to be a string attached.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, and when you get back to your place, it isn't a personal check he's expecting from you.
Now, even as a guy, I don't take a chick out and expect, well, because I went and bought you a fucking burger, now we have to bang. You must do that.
No, it'd have to be a steak.
Oh,
I bought you
that's
a $30
yeah.
steak. I don't believe that as crass as I am. I don't believe that.
Yes, you are crass.
I am crass, but I don't believe that whole take somebody out. A girl out to a thing expecting something. I don't do that.
No.
I think they're hoping.
Oh, there's always hope.
They're investing.
Life is hope. There's always hope in this world. You hope.
And you know where I
but
get
you don't
all
expect.
This? Over all the years that I've interviewed men on romance issues and all of that, or when I was writing my weekly column. And they would tell me stuff like, you think I want to take her out for a $1,500 meal? And I can't even get...
$1,500?
No, I said $50 to $100.
Oh, $1,500, that is like a Vegas hooker.
Well, maybe,
okay, never mind.
Well, maybe in Europe, maybe that's a normal price for a fancy dinner. I don't know.
Actually, I've been there, and it wasn't... I know where you went. It wasn't like drastically different than here.
But
you,
they
you could
all
go cheap and
said
medium
to me,
and heavy.
We expect a relationship to develop of some kind. You know, they're expecting a payoff.
Wow. I'd rather pay for my own dinner then.
Well,
time out. On the first date, somebody they are just meeting, they say, I'm taking her out to dinner. They expect something, really?
Yeah, kiss at the door. Or
well, that's not anything. A peck on the cheek isn't anything.
Who says the cheek?
I'm just saying, that doesn't mean that you're going to get on trapeze and start banging in midair or anything
that
like that.
And that guy better have a good kiss, or he's out of here.
Oh, that's so funny. You guys are so funny.
The point is, you would be doing yourself an injustice if you didn't see this to an end. Be it a good end or a bad
end,
you need to see this to an end.
Yeah.
I think I'm just having a bitch fest with myself. I think that I just, no, I mean, tomorrow's another day. He's going to do something, and I'm going to run forward like a dog panting and you know, can't get enough of it. I mean, that's the dance we do. And, you know, he did say today, he does say things now. He moves it along a little bit and that he, come on, let's go for a bike ride. He's never said that before. And then he'll say, I mentioned that project house I'm working. He says, well, I guess you just want me to go over there with you, don't you? I mean, he said it really seductively and sweetly, and I wasn't even suggesting he go, but, you know, I said, yeah, sure, that'd be great. And so he just does these things that are very sweet like that. And then, you know, I said something to him, and he just stood there looking at me, smiling, and I don't know. I don't know. I just don't like him flirting with other people, and I can't control it.
Is he celibate right now?
As far as I know, he is.
Yeah, because he seems to be giving you most of his time.
Well, what she knows for a fact is there's no banging in his apartment because they have thin walls. Either one of them would know if the other person was doing something in their apartment. They would know that it ain't. None of them are doing anything in their apartment right now. Their walls are thin. Right? So they know that. So if he's getting something, he's getting somewhere else.
I think he's in the middle between gay and straight. And maybe he should just be being bisexual or, I don't know, polyamorous. That's enough.
If I was in the middle with all the things she did, I wouldn't be in the middle anymore.
No.
I would have been going to that Whisker Biscuit buffet in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat! If I was in the middle.
What if she didn't feel it for you?
I'm saying all the signs she's given.
Yeah.
If you were kind of on the fence, you would have fallen off that fence. You would have fallen right into her vagina, so to speak.
Into my bed.
Or the bed. He would have fallen into her love nest, is what I'm just saying.
In my love nest.
I don't think he's on the fence as much as he should be. Maybe he's getting close to the fence. We don't know. That's why she has to see this through, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
And I really think it's important for his growth, too, because
that's true.
His gayness, then I'm not sure he's really gay. I've never felt he really was.
Yeah, you know, and somebody said, this is interesting. It's not like these things that people are talking about decision making, but you guys haven't even made out, right? You haven't even kissed, right? I mean, real kiss.
No, and I want to. God.
Yeah, that you haven't even gone to that. At least.
No, I want to.
Just say, can I kiss you?
I can't believe, but this is a different person and a different lifestyle.
Yeah. I'm short as me putting my mouth all over his arm. You know, an octopus or something.
I would have picked her up and dragged her to the nearest bedroom if she
had
done that to me.
That was really, really sexy.
That would have been somebody's pushing the little button says, go for it. That's a sign when she did that.
Well, I like
and
I said,
he was yelling at me. You know, you guys are making me think of the perks of when we were riding along there, and he's yelling at me at the crosswalk. He goes, hey, baby, he yells at me,
because I had pedaled a little forward, not intentionally to leave him behind. You know, I was telling him the plan. I said I might pedal a little forward, and so he's back there. He's going, hey, baby, shouting at me. You know, sometimes I think he plays me, because why is he shouting that in a public way? Is it like he's pissing on me like a dog does? Like, this is my territory?
No.
What the fuck was that about?
I think if he was truly gay, he wouldn't do those.
He wouldn't even leave you alone. I think he's just playing around, but not to piss you off or hurt you. I think he's just having a little fun.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think there's any bad intent for you.
I really think that
He was trying to get my attention. He's baby, hey, baby, come back here, you know, or wait for me. And I stood there.
You need to sit down and have a talk.
Eventually. It might not be tomorrow.
You know,
it might be.
If you were drinkers, this would all be moot at this point.
The truth serum speaks.
Yes. And it gets people really opening up.
Even if it doesn't, the truth serum, it removes a few hesitant restrictions they have on themselves. Like, I'm afraid to talk. All of a sudden, like, you know what? I'm not afraid to talk about it anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually, you're gonna get there. You just can't give up. Yeah. And she just said she's not. She's just in one.
I do see
moods
the
right
throwdown
now.
In your cards, Lisa. It
a
is
throwdown.
a decision point.
Throwdown. Yeah.
But wait a minute.
Yeah,
define throwdown.
What is it?
Yeah. Define it. Because I don't know what she means either.
Throwdown is when they both just go at it.
Why is that your goal?
What? It's not a...
it's my goal, too.
Your goal is just that they have sex. That doesn't even mean that relationship is going to go anywhere after they do it, Deb.
There will be... They've already established intimacy in their relationship.
They haven't kissed each other.
It's not physical. Intimacy is that bond of, I know that we share something really precious together, even though you both keep putting your running shoes on.
What are you sharing?
The sexual part is more of the somebody say it.
They're supposed to be hand in hand, though. One isn't supposed to go way ahead of the other, and then the other one has to try to catch up.
Well, I think they've reached a point now where they could be able to consummate this relationship. If only.
Oh, please, God.
From your
mouth to God's ears, Deb.
Get them laid, God. Get them laid.
That's ridiculous. You know what? I still, I want him to come to the console. He has to give up his man card. Of all these signals and signs, and he's not 14, all these signals and signs, and he hasn't done anything about it. Not even tried or came back with little hints. Man card gone. Gone.
You are crazy.
I'm taking your man card. Next step is we're going to schedule you for castration. I'm sorry. That's the next step. Because you have no need to have those things if you're not going to do that.
Oh, boy. I don't know, folks, but...
I'm very disappointed in you.
Lisa, I'll pay money for you tomorrow. What is going on? I will pay you.
Well, I hope there's some good news, because I'll put on my positive attitude and go out there. I won't do the heavy flirting. You know, this is what I'll do. I'll just be friendly to all the women and keep a side eye on him. But you're right, Deb. I'll probably get really upset.
Dude, that may be the moment when it all comes out, when you have, like, diarrhea of the mouth.
Well, I hate it when I get diarrhea of the mouth. I always try to cut down on that.
But, you know, you're making me remember today the walk we had where I was riding, and he was screaming at me at the intersection. He goes, hey, baby, hey, baby. I think he thought I was moving on too far ahead or whatever, and I stopped for him. And then he said, you know, okay, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? But he was shouting, hey, baby, hey, baby. That I love when he uses that voice. Oh, my God. Well, that's his voice. Oh, hey, baby.
What you're hearing, Jim, is the conversation between women.
Why did you just say
or
that?
Or with a good hey, sometimes gay men can give you the best relationship advice. I've had many, many friends that were gay.
Is that what she wants, is relationship advice from him?
No, but she's vetting. No. No, but I'll tell you what. If the moment
I don't think she wants
itself,
advice.
Tell him. Tell him how you feel. And then tell him he's made you jealous for the last time. That's not your nature, and you're not going to be like this anymore. And tell him you're the best thing he could ever have. And then strut away. Got always a big ending, you know.
Oh, Deb, I love your strategies. I love what you offer. I wish I could. You have big shoes to fill. No, I have big shoes to fill when it comes to what you offer. Because I think I would just scare the holy Jesus out of him. You know, he turns to the hell.
I would love her to do that and see what happens.
Well, maybe don't just start. I don't know what's going to happen. I haven't asked that. But, you know, I was tempted today to look at your cards before the show. And if you give me permission, I'll do that tomorrow.
Do what?
I have to ask. It's unethical. It's almost like reading somebody's medical records without their permission.
To do what?
I will read the cards tomorrow afternoon before the show.
About?
About her and see, you know, what the cards are reflecting without her here. Because, you know, negative influences, negative energy that comes from, say, from you a little bit here, the cards are influenced. How that works, I don't know. But they are.
Mona Lisa.
So, well, Lisa, I think we're going to have to let you go. Yeah! Okay, here's your card.
Thank you.
The rebel card says you are loved.
Yes.
You're here for a reason. Don't.
It's kind of big.
It's big, but I am thinking that she should see this to the end. Don't be afraid to bring it to a decision point. Because you're loved, and if this guy pisses away, then you got other guys coming.
And let's all remember.
It's at the end of the world if this fails.
Telling somebody you love them is a gift. And what I was saying last night about the song Tell Him with Celine and Barbara Streisand, I think it is, in the lyrics are, what is that noise?
I don't know.
That by telling him it's a gift you're giving yourself. And love is a strength. That's all I can say. And sharing it is a gift you're giving somebody.
Love is
in the air. As long as you do not have expectations, because then I feel like you're using the word love to manipulate a situation. But if you say, hey, I just want you to know how I feel about you, and I feel good feeling this way about you, and, you know, put in your own words. But they say the true definition of love is when the other person's happiness means more to you than yours does. And I don't know if any of us are capable of that. I don't know. So, you give us all so much to think about. And yes, the episodes here would be unbelievably. It would be like Seinfeld a little bit.
Better than that.
Seinfeld
was like one show to the other. They didn't usually, most of their shows didn't have, a lot of them were just bomb, bomb, but they just mindless, and the show was over, and they never touched the subject again.
But this
quite often.
This would be awesome. And I hope everybody's enjoyed listening to it.
And then they can play the ding, 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 the blues song. So are you going to say goodbye, Deb?
Yes. All right, Lisa, we're going to think of you all day tomorrow. Is it the speaker?
It's just, it's life. It's the internet.
I hope that it goes beautifully. I would rather be wrong about you getting all ratcheted up with jealousy.
Nurse Ratchet. No, never mind.
Nurse Ratchet.
Flew over the cuckoo's nest, right?
Yeah. All right, well, honey, I've got to leave you.
Good luck on your endeavor.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Go fight, win.
Yes. Now, I'm going to have to step away from the readings right now. We'll have to ask them to please call sooner tomorrow.
It is. We've hit the 90-minute mark. Well, actually, we went over a little bit.
Yes. So but Facebook people, you just sit tight for a minute. We'll say what we need to say to you.
The show is over. Say goodbye.
Banana.
Well, and we'll see you as soon as tomorrow comes.
Truth.
All right. Bye-bye, all.